This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Trump backs off on higher EU tariffs. ITC looking into global non-fat milk solids market and supporting ag research. Trump postpones EU tariff start date. President Donald Trump continues to delay the start date for higher tariffs on U.S. trading partners. After speaking with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Trump is now punting the start date for possible higher tariffs on the European Union. On Friday, the president complained about the slow pace of U.S.-EU negotiations and said the bloc could face, quote, a straight 50% tariff as soon as June 1. Then on Sunday, after a phone call with von der Leyen, Trump said the tariffs wouldn't start before July 9th. That's the same day his temporary pause on country-specific reciprocal tariffs set to end. Under those plans, the EU was set to face a 20% reciprocal tariff rate. She said she wants to get down to serious negotiations, Trump told reporters on Sunday. We had a very nice call, and I agreed to move it. International Trade Commission to probe global non-fat milk solids market. The U.S. International Trade Commission is going to investigate the global market for non-fat milk solids using in protein concentrates, skimmed milk powder, and infant formula. The probe comes just 2 months after dairy industry groups from Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. accused Canada of dumping low-priced dairy protein products into world markets. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer wrote to the commission last month to order an investigation. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council have worked closely with the U.S. government to spotlight Canada's persistent attempts to circumvent both international trade rules and its obligations under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, said Jaime Castaneda, in National Milk Producer Federation Executive Vice President for Policy Development and Strategy, speaking with AgriPulse via email, a hearing set for July 28th. Take note, Section 332 probes are fact-finding exercises and do not typically include policy recommendations. They are intended to provide Congress and administrators with market analysis to shape future policy, but can serve as a springboard for further trade actions. Lawmakers seek continued funding for agriculture research programs. A bipartisan group of 30 House members and senators appealing to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins for continued investment in agriculture research. In a letter, the lawmakers cite studies indicating public investment in agricultural research has resulted in annual rates of return of between 20 and 60%. Capacity programs that fund experts and land-grant universities, instrumental to training the next generation of American leaders that will advance agricultural productivity, national security, and the health of all Americans, the lawmakers say. They also say USDA's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative is, quote, key to fostering new technologies and sees funding demands that far exceed available resources. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump administration seeks stay of reorganization injunction in Ninth Circuit. The Trump administration is continuing to fight a lower court order halting reorganization efforts at federal agencies, including USDA. The administration is focusing its efforts at the appeals court level. However, after withdrawing its request that the Supreme Court put a hold on the order. The withdrawal came Friday, the day after U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston, who serves in the Northern District of California, elevated her temporary restraining order to a preliminary injunction, Solicitor General D. John Sauer told the Supreme Court in a letter the next day that the government had filed a motion in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals requesting a stay. On Saturday, the appeals court ordered the plaintiffs to respond to the emergency request by today. The government can choose to reply on Thursday, May 29th. Plaintiffs include federal employee unions, professional societies, local governments and environmental groups. The Northeast Organic Farming Association is among those. AMS to buy seafood, fruits and vegetables for nutrition assistance. USDA Agricultural Marketing Service plans to buy up to $67 million in fresh seafood, fruits, and vegetables from domestic producers that will go to food banks and nutrition assistance programs. The department announced the Section 32 purchases on Friday. In this fiscal year, USDA has provided more than $600 million worth of purchases under the program, the department's press release said. AMS will buy $20 million of Atlantic groundfish, $14 million of canned pears, $14 million of Great Northern beans, $16 million worth of Pacific pink shrimp, and $3 million of dried sweet cherries. Here's today's final word. Studies have repeatedly demonstrated that public investment in agriculture research has resulted in annual rates of return between 20 and 60%. These are real economic benefits felt on the farm and across communities, large and small. That three senators and 26 House members in a bipartisan, bicameral letter led by Representative Mike Flood, the Nebraska Republican, emphasizing the importance of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture capacity building grants for universities. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 27th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.